Now, in the previous spectrum, we invariably had a line which ramped up from the baseline over each signal. What was happening is that we were numerically integrating the peak area under the signal, and this gives us the relative number of protons in that particular signal. So in the case of our dichloroethane, underneath the HB signal we get an area count of 10, underneath the HA signal we get an area count of 30. So that gives us the ratio between the two. Now, as long as we know the molecular formula, we're able to use that then to develop the number of protons in each group. This won't be a hard indication. It will often be possible choices for what that group might be, but the integration is used generally to pin down what type of group